Clear Valley Service Staff. My name is Jeff. That is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal that all interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. Can break in any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KA2ZNZ, hi Jeff.
KC2WI.
KC2NBU.
Okay, there's three. We'll start out with Jack, KA2ZNZ. Jack, good evening, what's going on?
Jeff, and we got Pete and Ray. So it's been kind of a quiet day today. The wife and the daughter did some shopping, and I kind of hung around the house and did some little jobs around that I've had to catch up on. So other than that, it's been still pretty warm out. It's very muggy tonight. We're at 70 degrees. It's only supposed to go down to about 65 or something like that, so it would rain, so it's going to be kind of a nasty night. I turned the air conditioning on here a little while ago just to kind of, you know, cool the house down before we go to bed. So that's about it from down this way. 7 threes all around. KA2ZNZ.
Okay, Jack. I'll keep cool up there. We'll catch up with you later. KC2WIP, good evening, what's up?
Well, it's fairly warm here in Glenfield. I don't know what the temperature is, but I guess it, you know, it looked like it was going to get hot because the sun was out, and then sometime before noon, I don't know, it kind of got cloudy and that kept it down, but it was a very pleasant day, and I'm guessing the clouds kind of came in you know, towards evening, and that's keeping the temperature. So, well, I did not get what I wanted to get done today, which was get my portable garage roof on the, you know, the main, at least the main canvas over it. I got working on other things and computers and, you know, all that stuff, and I had to get something out in UPS and then ran into town, and oh well. So I guess I'm probably going to have to wait until the sun comes out and it dries out after the rain, unless I could get out there tomorrow morning if it isn't raining and work for a few hours, but not going to start it unless it looks like I have time to get something done. And see what else. That's about it, I guess. I've always gone to the Dope Path Trekkers spaghetti dinner, which is this Thursday night, over at the Masonic Hall there. And it's always a good thing. I always go there and help out and have dinner. And I may skip it this year and go up to Wolf Island. With the specially scheduled lunch bunch ham get together over in Marysville, and meet some people at Cape Vincent, and bike across Wolf Island, and that kind of stuff. So I don't know, and of course Friday night is the the Woodsman's 10K, so we'll certainly be looking for people to help out at that. It's always fun. And I'm hoping I can grab the Towpath Trekkers time clock and take it out to the halfway point and get an official, you know, not official time, but a, you know, approximately correct time from Dick after the race starts, and set the clock up and have people have a display so they can get a split time. Anyway, that's the plan, and that's about it from Glenfield, KC2WI.
Okay, Pete. Well, sounds like you've been busy. like the rest of us here. So, never slows down in the summer, does it? All right, well, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. KC2MBU, hey, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, Jeff, we're already down to 65 degrees and only got up to about 74 today. So, no need for air conditioning here. Turned out to be a good, excellent day. A little bit of sun, a little bit of clouds. Perfect temperature. No bugs out tonight. They're saying if you got a clear sky, that there's going to be a meteor shower tonight. If anyone's interested in checking that out, it's supposed to be peaking around midnight.
Roger, yeah, that shower's been going on for about a month now. It's going to peak here tonight. We were watching it up at camp there on Saturday night, and it was about, every time you looked at the sky, there was one shooting across. Real quick, though, they weren't, sometimes you see them in the sky, they're really bright, or they'll last for almost a second. The ones from this shower, they're real fast. They must be about the size of a grain of sand, I would imagine. And they streak in real fast. But boy, they were coming down, I would estimate about one a minute when we were watching them Saturday.
You know, you sure have a good spot to watch them. I'm sure you don't have any lights around to interfere with the night sky.
Roger, we just sit on the other side of the camp there where there was no campfire. That was the campfire that was about the only light that polluted the sky, and it wasn't much, I can tell you that. But, all right, well, you'll probably catch them anywhere tonight. This is supposed to be the peak, so if you're outside, even in town, you'll probably be able to see them. But, all right, Ray, thanks for checking in, and you should see the setup I got up there at camp now. I got one of those water pumps you guys have in the RVs there, 12-volt water pumps, and I hooked it through a tankless water heater outside and they made an outdoor shower up there.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, solar energy heats up the water beautifully. It's probably one of the most cost-effective ways to utilize solar energy.
Yep, roger that. Well, okay. Well, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you. We'll catch up with you later. One of these days, I'll send you over the video of that thing so you can see it. Came out pretty neat. But all right, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
This is WA2U. Good evening.
WA2U, John, good evening. What's going on tonight? Oh, we might have got stepped down by that Rochester repeater. What's going on, John?
Jeff, did you turn it over to me, WA2U?
Roger, go ahead.
Yeah, we have the other blab. I call it the blab box. Blab box is blabbing. It has about a 2-minute ID. Tells the height and the speech is real slow on the other repeater out of Rochester. It's the strangest thing. I know I keep mentioning about it. It's a repeater that comes up without anybody using it. Kind of obnoxious, actually. But anyways, I had a good day. Say good evening to everyone on the Black River Valley Repeater Association out here this evening. Appreciate you doing the net, Jeff. Had a great weekend. It was a nice weekend. Weather's great. Weather's great today, too. Had to get out in the garden. Had a lot of good stuff from there. Boy, you got me thinking about your shower hook up there. No, many times you've been up to camp and we've jerry-rigged something to get all washed and cleaned off, but it sounds like you've got it right down to a size. Next you'll have one of those little shower things with the curtain the whole 9 yards, but that's okay. That's the way to go. Makes a big difference when you can take a nice shower, so that's great. We haven't had a chance to check out the website yet. Heard Pete in there. Good to hear Pete. Had a nice little chat on 40 meters. I think it was on Saturday. And had a good weekend, so no complaints, and the temperature's been beautiful. So, Jeff, we'll turn it back over to you, and we'll say 7-3. Hopefully we're making a repeater okay from Clay, New York this evening. KD2AIT, WA2U, 7-3.
Okay, John. Yeah, if I get around to it there, I'll get the video up on the site there. I haven't gotten a chance yet. You know, you get back after a weekend and you got work piled up for you, waiting for you in the inbox. So I got a busy night ahead of me. But, all right, thanks for checking in, John, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2 AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-in.
KC2WI with a comment.
Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that to John that I don't know if I ever told you, but Sunday morning at 8:30, we have the Not a Net Northern New York North Country Group on 3958. And for the last few years, I've been trying to get people, and Tom Dick, you know, a few of us talked about it, that's kind of the Northern New York designated, you know, 75-meter frequency. And we've been kind of trying to get people to get on there. And we've most recently settled between 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock in the evening. You get on earlier, at least there used to be some broadcast station that came in. The idea is if you're sitting around and you're by the radio, put it on that frequency and give a shout and listen, and maybe we'll get some chit-chat going around the Adirondacks and, Thousand Islands in Northern New York. So keep that in mind, John.
Okay, Roger, you mentioned 6 or 7 o'clock. Is that, you're talking evening? Dude, I know that that's down in the morning.
Between 6 p.m. and 7 p.m., and, as the days get shorter and stuff, more people will be inside, but I don't think about it very much at this point in time, but, on a rainy day. But in the winter, of course, it's, dark and cold well before that. So, yeah, between 6 and 7, and at 7, that main potato net is on, and they're always happy to have people check in there. Sometimes I listen to that, but that's also Air Force Mars net time, and, the Seaway net is on Will's repeater at 7:30. But between 6 and 7 on 3958.
Thanks, Pete. Thanks, Jeff. WATU, back to that.
Okay, KD2AIT, are there any other check-ins? Well, for myself, had to work in this morning, made a run up to camp, had to pick up the wood splitter and got that back home, and it was nice up there still. the batteries were fully charged when I went in there, so apparently we got plenty of sun up there in Herkimer County today. I got some work down the garden. We picked probably another 100 and some odd pounds of zucchini and yellow squash. Seems about every week and a half or so we're pulling a ton of vegetables out of there. And the tomatoes look like they're just starting to get that hint to where they're changing the color a little bit. So maybe we'll get some ripe ones here in about a week or two. We'll see. That's about it here. So this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? And this will be the last call for the Black River Valley Service Net. Any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Jack, Pete, Ray, and John for checking in tonight, and say 73 to anyone who may be listening in. This is KD2AIT. Clear.
KKL for Octane. Are there any stations wishing to sign in with or without traffic?
Says KD2AIT. Good evening. No traffic.
November 2, Whiskey Bravo X-ray. Good evening. No traffic.
Was the second one tried again, please?
November 2, Whiskey Bravo X-ray.
Okay. Got KV2AIG Jeff and N2WBX. Thank you all, both for signing in. Any others wishing to sign in to Octen? This is KC2YXS. Good evening, Pauline.
This is WA2U. Good evening, Pauline.
And KC2NBU.
KC2WI.
Righty, KC2YXN, WA2Kathy and John, KC2NBU Ray, KC2WIP, any others? Alrighty, 7-3 all, thank you very much for signing in. Have a good evening, what's left of it. This is N2KKL returning this repeater to other amateur uses, and I am QSY back to 1-7.